Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Hey, Phyllis. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. I need to know if you can help me out.
I'll be glad to try.
I guess you need my customer number?
Yes, please.
Okay, it is 339-475-3002.
All right, just a moment, please.
Uh-huh.
All right, can I get you to verify the name and address on the account, please?
Well, it's Jerry Lepore, and I think you have 30 Nader Avenue, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787.
Yes, sir. We also have a ship-to address at 108 Monticello Road.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling you about.
So okay.
That's my I don't know your business. That's my work address. That's where I want them shipped to, but when this order came, it came to my home address. You shipped it to, or they shipped it to 30 Nader Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to go to the 108 Monticello Road?
It should have gone to that address because we do have a ship-to address on it. And I apologize for that mix-up. Your next one should be going to Monticello Road.
Yeah. Well, I got two of them. So, well, the second one they shipped me was a canceled order. But that was addressed to 30 Nader Avenue. And so was the first one.
So,
and in my receipt, it was in the box, it says ship to 30 Nader Avenue. And so I just wanted to make sure that it's straight going forward. Because my receipt, or my the invoice that we give you inside, says ship to 30, Jerry Lepore, 30 Nader Avenue.
Okay.
So I just need to confirm.
I have a ship-to address here, and usually that's what happens is it goes to the ship-to address and not the bill-to address because they're both separate.
Right.
I'm going to venture to say that was an error.
Okay.
Because we have recently switched our warehouses.
Okay.
We moved into a new warehouse, and I hope that's not going to be. I can change your.
Is that the warehouse in Indiana?
You know what? The new one, I have no idea where it's at. I know the old one was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. This one came from Indiana.
Okay, so that might be where the new one's at. Let me run this by. We've got it in Weaverville, North Carolina, 108 Monticello Road, Suite 1910.
Yep.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, and then I just want to I just ordered the DeLorean build up today. I have an account number for that too. I want to make sure I selected my work address again as the ship to address. Hopefully that's going to go there.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, I do show you that you also have a build-up that you've wanted the James Bond DB5.
Yep.
Okay.
And that should go to the 108 Monticello Road as well.
Says that on here for ship-to address. Let me see if if anybody knows of a problem with that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to say that was just just an issue. Well, let me report that. Let me think.
Okay. Or make a note. Or
yeah, I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to send an escalation report request over, because my idea, I'm thinking, what if this is a pattern?
Right.
And
right.
Yours isn't the only one that that's happened to.
Right.
So if we can address this now,
yep.
maybe we can avoid issues in the future. So hold on just a moment and let me get this taken care of.
Awesome. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, so action requested by the customer, make sure his future shipments go to the ship to address listed.
Okay.
All right, so I've got that forwarded over. And
okay.
That's, and like I said, the reason I wanted that to, I wanted to do it that way was, is to maybe prohibit future orders for, or
right.
anybody else having issues with that.
Sure.
Okay.
So that was for all three of mine show going to 108 Monticello Road, correct?
Yes, they all show that they're big ship to Monticello Road.
Okay. And then next question. I just
yes,
wanted to confirm that. So I called yesterday. I got the first Mustang kit in, and the front bumper cover is screwed up, and I sent pictures in and stuff. And they, I think the lady said yesterday they're going to go ahead and send me another of the first kit number one.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure if that's, I just want to verify that if that's listed.
All right.
Or any way you can check.
I'll be glad to check on that. Hold on just a moment.
Two.
Hold on, and I'll double check it for you.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, that request was submitted yesterday. It was sent to the warehouse today.
Cool.
So hopefully it'll ship out one day next week. Now with reships, you don't get an email letting you know that it's on its way.
Okay.
So if you want to give us a call, maybe the end of next week, and we'll be glad to check it and see if there's a tracking number already assigned to it.
Okay, and we'll see if that one shows up in the right place.
Yeah, hopefully it will. I hope so.
Right, and then last question.
Certainly.
So are the DeLorean kits in stock, like ready to go? Is there any wait or?
There is a wait. Right now there is.
There's a wait? Okay. How far out is that, you think?
Let's look and see.
I originally ordered the Mustang last March.
Yeah, it's been a while coming out. I know that there is something that's out on the DeLorean, but I'm not certain what it is. I don't know if it's the book or the magazine or one of the giveaways.
Right now. Okay.
But it should be corrected soon. Let me check something real quick.
Cool.
Okay, actually, we just moved to a new warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And so shipments for the DeLorean should start back up hopefully around the 15th, which is Monday.
Oh, okay.
If they're in stock.
Right.
So we're hoping so, because right now we've got two warehouses in separate states, and we've got products spread out in two different states, spread out through two warehouses, and so it is kind of hard to keep up with it. But we should be completely in the new warehouse by the 15th, and that's when everything is going to start shipping regularly.
Nice. And then last but not least, I think there's something holding up the DB5, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, let's see what that is.
No known date on that one yet?
Oh, I'll check and see.
Cool.
It's the collector's guide on the DB5. Let me see what it says in here.
Look, I'll hold up a dollar.
Yeah. And I don't know when it's going to be back in stock. It's this restock list is from the 20th of December.
Right.
They didn't want to send us an updated one until they get into the new warehouse, so we actually know what's out of stock.
Gotcha. So I'm hanging tight on that one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Patiently, okay?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's all good. Hey, I waited a year for the Mustang. So what the
there
hell?
You go. Now, that is patience. And,
yeah,
you know,
I ordered it last year when all the pandemic stuff started. I'm like, give me something to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got a Batmobile coming up, too.
Oh, do you?
Yes. And we've got it's not telling me. Hold on. We've got the Titanic coming, and we've also got a Batmobile. And that Titanic is awesome.
Right.
Oh my gosh, the Titanic. It lights up on the inside and the outside.
How big is that thing?
It's huge. Huge. It's bigger than the Ghostbuster is probably the biggest one that we have right now.
Right.
The Titanic is going to be bigger.
Dude, when's that coming? Any clue when that might be released?
Not right now. It's,
nah.
Let's see what it says.
That'll be awesome.
Well, it says we don't have a ship date yet, but you're not going to be charged until the shipping begins.
Right. So, for the DB5?
No, for the Titanic and the Batmobile.
Is that even, can you even sign up for those yet?
Yes. Just like you did with Eleanor. You certainly can.
Where at?
At eaglemoss.com. Mm-hmm. It is 42 inches long, over 42 inches long.
Oh, wow.
It's a 1/25th scale model of the RMS Titanic. And it wood. It's made of wood, brass, and metal.
That's at eaglemoss.com?
Yes, sir. I just Googled Titanic, Eagle Moss Titanic, and it pops it right up for me.
Oh, shoot. Let me try that. I'm curious now. Oh, I got some shit. Dang. Make me spend more money. You're going to make me spend more money.
Oh, look at that Batmobile. Oh, my golly.
We found that one.
Oh, my goodness. This is the first time I've seen it. Oh, I could just imagine tooling down the road something like that.
Oh, shit, I'm definitely getting that one. That's like back in, your kid growing up watching the 60s Batman.
Yes, it is. It is. It's gorgeous. It's really cool.
Oh, Lord.
It's immersive.
I'm going to for that, too. I got to stop.
It's the 1966 Batmobile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's awesome looking.
That is something.
Right? That's a George Barris creation back then.
Yeah, that's designed by George Barris. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That is something else.
Both of these are good. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, you need to... It's going to be hard. If you have to make a choice, it's going to be a hard... The doors and the side doors open.
Right.
And the hood opens and the trunk opens, reveals hidden features. Oh, boy.
Can you imagine? There's like a mod market for all this stuff, right? Like the DeLorean has like a ton of mods you can buy. So there's just for shits and giggles, there's a website called Model Mods, M-O-D-Z.
Uh-huh.
The word model and M-O-D-Z. And he makes mods for like all your stuff.
Oh, that is so cool.
Like some cool shit, and there's build on it, and they're not cheap, but I mean they're definitely cool. So I'm sure.
The build-ups aren't cheap.
No.
But nothing that's worth keeping is cheap.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I'm glad you told me about those because I never would have found them.
Yeah, there you go. We've got some really cool stuff on our website. I could get lost in there.
Yeah. All right. I know.
Yes. I certainly can.
Too many toys, not enough money.
Certainly, and with me, I don't have the finesse for that.
Right.
My brother was the model builder.
Yeah.
From the time he was probably, I think he put his first model together at 7 or 8.
Right.
And I don't know if it was because he liked the models or he liked the glue.
Because
you remember the glue from back then, it was like holy moly.
No,
he actually became a mechanic after this, after doing all of those. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
So that was his start. Sense. So he says.
Right.
But we'd love for you to just load us all up, and get these those two build ups. That would be great.
Probably will. It's too much. It's definitely the Titanic. Probably
Batman
is an iconic car. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. 42 inches. That's a big fucking, a big model.
You're all right. Yeah, it is a big model.
4 foot long. Good Lord.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. It is a huge, I didn't put it together like that.
You think about it. 42 inches, 4 foot. You may as well say if you got a case or something with it.
That is
pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. All right. Well, now, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, I think you answered all my questions and helped me out and helped me spend more money and all that fun stuff.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for calling, Eagle Mosh. You have a great afternoon and a wonderful weekend.
Oh, you too now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.